Welcome to the ACU Sports Podcast. I am Evan Nimick from ACU Athletics. Thanks so much for stopping by today here at the ACU Sports Podcast. We try to bring you closer to the Wildcat players and coaches that you cheer on. And today we're talking with ACU football player Colt Cooper, who has been here for quite a while. In fact, he is the only current student athlete at ACU that has been here for 5 years. There's not many that have even been here for 4 years, but to make it 5 years at one school is pretty rare these days. Colt started at ACU playing a different position. He also joined the track team at one point, was playing both sports at the same time, and now he also works in the ACU ticket office. So he's been involved with a lot of things at ACU, and he has appreciated his time as a Wildcat as it comes down to his final football season. But he had a heck of a game against North Alabama with two fumble recoveries. Let's talk to the fifth-year senior from Quinlan, Texas. This is Colt Cooper on the ACU Sports Podcast. Have you gotten used to being the elder athlete here at ACU with your fifth year as a Wildcat?
Yeah, it's everybody reminds me quite a bit that I'm the oldest one here. I remember we had a chapel, all-athletes chapel, and I was the only one standing up for my fifth that's been here. But it's also an honor. I mean, ACU's been so good to me. It's changed everything. It's changed who I am. It's changed my faith. It's changed everything about me. And I've grown up in a Christian household, but it really, when I went off and came here, I'm quite a bit of ways away from home, but I think my faith really took a turn for the best at that time. So really grew up and matured in that for sure.
Yeah, our athletic director, Zach Lassiter, likes to do the, if it's your first year here, stand up. Year two, year three, year four, you're like, okay, there's not a lot of people.
Yeah, they started dwindling down pretty quick, that's for sure.
And then year five, you get to be the only one that stands up right
yeah,
now.
I got some good applause for that one for sure, but...
Well, tell me about your recruitment to ACU, because you came from a small high school.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was previous coaching staff, but how did you get to ACU?
So I remember the recruiting process. My class got hit with COVID. That was my junior year, and that's usually the class you get recruited in is your junior year. And so I got I think I was at a track meet when COVID hit. So it was the end of my junior year. So I was kind of – going into that, I mean, like, man, that kind of messed up my recruiting. I was nervous about going to college at that point. I was really wanting to play college football. And then I started getting some small offers here and there, some D2s and Oklahoma schools. But then I started getting some recruitment from Abilene Christian, Coach Britz, that was here previously. That was the O-line coach. He kind of reached out to me and got me connected with the tight end coach. His name was James Curley at the time. And I had a really good connection with him. And they were the first ones that ever actually offered me right out of COVID. Never been here on campus. My family's from here, but I've always seen it passing, but I've never really been on campus. And so I took a virtual tour, and I said, yeah, that's y'all are the first ones that gave me a chance. And so that's I've committed all the way in, and here we are. So
what is your family history with Abilene?
So my father grew up in Stamford.
Yep.
He lived here for a little bit with my grandmother and my grandpa. They lived here for a little bit. He went to the elementary school that was right down the road. And he just said that he would always remember seeing the games would get packed and things like that. And whenever I was getting recruited here, he was really pumped because his family's down here and I was be able to be closer to my grandmother. And I've never really got a chance to be super close to her. So I've built that connection with her and the rest of my family. So it's good to see them a lot more. So
you get recruited here as a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you stay as a tight end?
I stayed at a tight end for like 2 years. I think it was two, like, and then in the middle of the season, I moved over of my, I think my redshirt sophomore year, so my third year. And so, yeah, that was a transition. Yeah. So
moved over to the defensive line.
I did.
But you made, you made, so I think, seven starts at tight end.
Mm-hmm. I did. That was, like I said, like we said earlier, I got recruited by the old staff. I was obviously the young guy. I was and then the true freshman out of everybody, so I was last on the totem pole or last in the depth chart. And then whenever the new coaching staff came in, I remember KP saying, and we had a meeting actually in this room we are right now, and he was like, he told everybody, he's like, you stay or you can leave. Like, I mean, I'm not telling you either way. He's like, but if you stay, it's gonna be the best decision of your life. And I can say that it was the best decision of my life to stay. And then I took a chance on myself and wanted to stay, and it paid off, and I was able to start that next season. So it was awesome.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
So defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the transition from tight end to defensive line. You went the opposite of Jacob Thielen, right? He went
yes.
from D-line to O-line.
Yes.
So tell me about the transition.
It was definitely a learning curve for sure. In high school, I played middle linebacker, so I never really was able to play D-line. And so it was definitely a transition. I went from blocking people to try not to get blocked to that point. So it was different. But I would say that it didn't take me long to start catching on to certain things. It took a while to perfect some of the moves and the craft and things like that, but I was able to pick it up, and it's a lot of fun. It's definitely challenging, but it's a lot of fun. Wouldn't want to change it for sure.
Were you primarily coming here as a football player, and then where did track figure in?
Yes, so football was my main thing, but my senior year I was able to do really good in track, and I won state and shot put and discus, and so I was like, man, I would really like to keep doing that. It's something that I enjoy. And especially whenever KP came in, he encouraged that. He said, I like dual sport athletes. I think you should be able to do multiple sports. He doesn't think that you should generalize in one sport. If you're able to, if you can go help the school in another sport, then you should be able to do that. And so he really encouraged me to do that, which was awesome. And so I did that for a few years. And then just I guess, was it last year? We got a new track coach. Our other track coach ended up leaving, so I just kind of dwindled away from that. But yeah, I did it for a few years and I enjoyed it. So,
well, football coaches, or perhaps I think college coaches in general, say that they like the multi-sport athletes in high school,
mm-hmm.
but it's not often that you see a college athlete be able to do two different sports.
Exactly.
How did the balancing act work when you have spring football, mm-hmm. and then that's also track's main season?
Yeah, I didn't have many breaks, for sure. That said, not many naps were taken during that time, but I mean, it was able to make it. You have enough time in the day to make it work. It was cool just to be able to do two sports at the same time. It just gave you more things to do. I mean, I feel like it was just. Just a lot of fun. That's all I can say. I met a lot of great people through that as well. I mean, including my fiance, but I met a lot of great people just on our team and things like that. So a lot of lifelong friends, and so it was a great experience.
Do you miss throwing?
Sometimes I do, but generally no, not too much. My fiance definitely made it better, but I mean, not now that she's done, not too much. Yeah. I liked it a lot, but it was kind of time to let that go. So,
all right, as we talk now, the past game against North Alabama, two fumble recoveries.
Yeah, I guess I was in the right place at the right time.
You know, that's part of it. But when RJ Miles had his three mm-hmm. in one game against Austin Peay, like. Coach Patterson, you know, I mentioned that it's, you know, there's some luck involved, right? But he was like, you know, that's just effort and knowing where to be around the football. So,
exactly.
You know, so there is skill involved in being able to be around the football.
Yes. We always talk about how effort, you don't have to have any talent to give effort. So that's the one thing that I've always prided myself in is giving as much effort as I can. It doesn't matter if somebody's more talented than me, I'm always going to give everything I got and then some. So
the defense this year has been creating a lot more turnovers than last year.
Yes.
And I know that that's not, I don't think it's an emphasis thing because K KP is always, we need to get three turnovers at least, and then we're gonna we'll put ourselves in a position to win.
Exactly.
Why do you think this year the defense has just been able to force more turnovers?
I think you said there's like more of an emphasis. He's always emphasized it, but I think that just as a defense, I think we pride ourselves in and getting to the ball, creating those turnovers, and just like you said, whenever we all give effort to the ball and somebody pops one loose and we're all there to recover it. I feel like it's just when we take pride in it, and that's one thing that we've emphasized and just as a group, not even just as a coaching staff, because they always emphasize that, but I think as a group we collectively decided, we were like, hey, like we're gonna pride ourselves in that and really get after the ball and get close to the ball, and I think that's just allowed us to have more turnovers.
You know, since last December there's been a lot of change in your defensive line room. Mm-hmm. With David Oakey and Jerry Lawson both transferring to FBS schools. And there were a lot of, you know, questions about what will that position look like? What do you think about going from, you know, those two guys? And KP, he was like, we're probably going to have four guys replace what those two guys did for us last year. But what's the process been like for this season with this new group of defensive linemen?
Yeah, no, love David Oakey and Jerry. I think that they're awesome guys. I'm proud of them. I'm glad that they're successful where they are now. And, I mean, they deserve it. They worked hard. And so I love those guys. I think it's just kind of looking forward. I think we all knew that it was going to be that we needed to replace those guys. But at the same time, I feel like we all took it upon ourselves to work as hard as we can and get extra time on the field and get extra film study and things like that, just so that we can elevate our own playing, so that it really wasn't a huge drop off this year. And I think that, and we were able to recruit too. We got some great guys in the portal, and I think that really helped us and brought our depth up and overall just brought our performance in the room up. So I think it's awesome. I think that we're doing awesome, and it's only up from here, and we haven't even hit our ceiling yet. So
hey, Wildcat family, Anthony Agbo here from ACU Athletics. The Wildcat Annual Fund is the new way to financially support our student athletes. There are two main components. The first is to provide enhanced scholarship and compensation opportunities so that we're able to recruit and retain championship-level student athletes. The second component is to fund our spiritual formation initiative to help mold and shape the faith journey of our student athletes. 100% of your donation to the Wildcat Annual Fund will go directly to these two purposes: to support ACU student athletes growing in their faith, earning a degree, and competing for championships. Wildcat Annual Fund donors will also gain exclusive insight into our student athletes' journeys and experiences. To make a gift and learn more, go to acusports.com/WAF. Thank you for helping us carry out the mission of ACU, and go Wildcats.
Your position coach is Nick Holt.
Yes.
But you've been around him for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Was he intimidating at first?
I would say he's intimidating, but you know that he cares about you. Like, the way that he coaches you, I mean, if he ain't getting on you, that means he don't really care very much, and he'll get after you. So I really appreciate it, and I love him. I think that he's made us better. He's made us better as men too. I think that he's just a great man to be around. But I mean, a great coach. So yeah.
I remember in the summer we had KP give a quote about every assistant coach that we were going to put on social media, and his quote about Coach Hold was intense. That's the one word for him. And he's fiery. You know, he's a guy that I avoided talking to for like the first few months here. Just like, man, he seems like a very intense guy. Mm-hmm. What's it like playing for him?
I think the thing with us is that we just love to play for him, just because we know how intense he is, and he brings our intensity up. I think if we had a coach that wasn't that way, I feel like we'd be a lot more relaxed, and we'd have to create our own energy, which we do anyways. But at the same time, he elevates us and holds us to a higher standard and is more intense on us. And I think overall, and even our practices, like, you can see that very intense, very up, upbeat, very like we're always moving, we're always running, we're always getting ready to go. So I think that transfers over to the field so well, and I think that you can tell by how we play and how we tense and physical we are. I think that that is a direct reflection of him and just how he coaches and how he is.
Does Coach Holt ever talk about former players that he's had at some of those big schools, or even his time in coaching in Italy or anything like that?
He does. He talks about Italy quite a bit. He was able to do the offense over there. So sometimes when we're watching film and we're watching the opponent or we're watching somebody's film or something or watching our own offense, he's like, man, I might take that back to Italy. Like, because he's able to call his own plays. And so he talks about Italy and he talks about how awesome it is. He talks about how beautiful it is out there and just how amazing. And he's always tells us if we get a chance that we need to go out there, and if he's out there, we'll see him. But no, he says that it's a beautiful place. And yeah, he talks about quite a few players. I mean, he'll compare them to when we watch film. He's like, oh, you remind me of so-and-so, you know, that played at USC or something. And it's really cool. And I mean, it's funny. He'll always ask us like history questions and things like that. So I think that's pretty funny. Just about even former players he's had or people like that. So I think it's pretty cool. Pretty his meetings are always interesting. So
yeah. He's always highly caffeinated too.
Yes, he is. Yeah, that's for sure. No, yeah, he drinks a lot of coffee. That's for sure.
Well, your fifth year here, and you talked about meeting with KP when he became the head coach at ACU. Mm-hmm. And that proposition of you don't have to stay, but if you are, it'll be the best decision you made. Did you have any thoughts of leaving ACU at that point?
So at that point, I really didn't. I was pretty excited knowing who the head coach was going to be, his background. Just kind of where he was from, just kind of things. And then once I met him, he really reminded me of just of coaches I've had and things like that that I really look up to, and is a great role model. And I just knew the first time I ever talked to him that he was going to be the best coach. So that's why I didn't really have any doubts. And also just I loved ACU at that point. I really just loved being close to family, like I said. And I just love the culture here. And we always say it's special here. There's no place like this. You can even ask people that have came in and everybody knows it's different. So I think that was something I realized from a very young stage in college and just being here. And I just knew that wasn't something you came across all the time. But also I knew that when I first talked to him that he was a man that was gonna push you and not just let you get by without getting your best, and he's gonna get the best out of you. So that was something that I was really looking for, and I wanted a coach that was gonna give that to us and or give that to me, and I definitely found that. So
you said you had a virtual visit of campus. When was the first time that you really experienced ACU?
I would say it was the day that I moved in to, it was on, I think it was early May is whenever we had rapport date. And I was never on campus before then. Never on campus before then. I've always passed it. I guess I could say I took a picture in front of the stadium, but I've never really been on it. That was whenever I committed and we came down to see some family. I did that. But I would say, yeah, that's probably around the time that the first time I ever came on campus and really experienced it. And I could tell that it was going to be awesome. It was going to be a fun experience.
What made you think that?
Really just the people that were around me. I could tell when I walked in the door that it was different. There's still some people here that are just in academics and things like that. You could tell people were very welcoming. It didn't seem like even though I was far from home and I was young at that point, I think that it felt very homey at that point. And I just knew that, and I've been praying about it a lot. And because I'm a very big homebody, like I like to be home just with my people, my family. But whenever I came here, I had a sense of peace, and that's kind of how I knew that I felt like I was in the right place.
You mentioned the faith development here, growing in your faith. And, you know, that's something that I think is genuine for KP when he talks about that's very important for his players, for you guys to grow spiritually. How would you describe your experience here at ACU in regards to that?
Yeah, I would say growing up, I always grew up in a church. I've grown up in church. My father is a very, very faith-driven man. I feel like he's the one that helped me build my faith. And just kind of going off, I was, you know, people stray away sometimes, and I wanted to make sure that I was committed to staying on that point and working on that. And so I was. I got in with great people. I was able to get in Bible study with some guys here, and I feel like that really helped me grow my faith. And then when KP came, I feel like that really helped us whenever he would emphasize it more than I've ever felt before, even before the former coach and staff. I feel like he emphasized just getting in the Bible, your faith, and how it builds you as a man. And like he always says, the 35-year-old version of yourself, that's what he's focused on. He even says more than winning games, he's focused on who you are and what's going to happen after this. And I feel like that's something that's very important to me. And is able to, and like I said, it was able to build me up and make me into the man that I am today and make me a great husband and father one day. So,
well, we talked about your decision to stay at ACU. But even through the transition from tight end to defensive line, and then, you know, there's these other transfers that come in that take playing time, or they get the majority of the playing time. Mm-hmm. So why even, you know, through that, when it's trendy to get in the portal, mm-hmm. and see what else is out there, why has that been something that you have not done?
I think just my thing, at the beginning, I committed to this place. I just felt that in my heart that it was right. And I've never really thought about leaving. I never have. It's never really crossed my mind. I think it's just because, like I've already said, just the people. It's not even just about football. It's about the people that are around me. And I just could tell the man that I was becoming, and that's who I wanted to become. And it was, I mean, at that point, I think that obviously everybody wants more playing time, of course. But I feel like I was able to work hard and earn that more and more. And it's hard. I mean, I never played D-line, like I said, so it was already going to be difficult for me. But I feel like it was just – but I think, like I've already said, just emphasizing the man that I was becoming and just being around family, like I wouldn't trade that for the world. I was able to get closer to my grandmother more than I've ever been. And then my dad's side of the family. I think that that's something that's so overlooked in certain places, and I feel like – for me, that was something that was big. Family's big for me, and my faith's really big. And those are the two things that I feel like I've been able to grow here. So it was more about football. It was more than football at that point. But and I loved the people. I loved KP. I loved everybody like that. So it was awesome.
If someone visits Moody Coliseum, probably not in the afternoon time when you're with football, but there's a chance they could see you in the ticket center. How did you get hooked up working ticketing with ACU?
So actually, I've known Jarrett, and I was just kind of looking for a job, just something that I could do. I was in grad school now, and so I was like, man, I got a lot of time on my hands. and so I was like, man, I need to, and I just wanted to have some extra money. Just, you know, my hobbies are expensive, so I was like, I need to have some little extra money that I could pay for those. And so I was able to get plugged in with him, and it's been awesome. I mean, I love Jarrett. I think he's a great guy. And it's able to help me in my future, I feel like, just in sales and things like that. So I think it was kind of a two-in-one and be able to get some experience and also just earn a little bit of money. So,
what are your expensive hobbies?
I like to bow hunt a lot. I'm a big hunter. My fiance got me into it, and so her family does that a lot. So I feel like that was one thing that and that's a pretty expensive hobby. Those things aren't cheap for sure. And I like to golf too, so yeah, golf. That's probably the two most expensive things you could be in. So,
who are some good golfers on the football team?
Well, I think I'm the best. That's what I yeah. think. But I think Luke Moffitt's pretty good. We've golfed quite a bit. Jed Castles is really good. Yeah, we've always had before. I guess KP's first year when Peyton Manziel was here, we had a big golf tournament. That's whenever a lot of people golfed back in the day. Like that's when almost our whole team golfed. So we had a big tournament and stuff. But I think some of the old timers like me and Jed are probably the ones that are the best on the team. And then Lou's kind of a little bit behind, but you know.
What did you get your undergraduate degree in?
So I got that in sports recreation management in the kinesiology department. And so I don't know if I'll use it or not. I was going to coach for quite a while. That was my plan. That's what my dad does. But I just feel like I have a different calling for that. I just didn't really like it. But it was already kind of too far in that degree to change, and I was going to kind of set me back. So I was going to kind of switch from the general kinesiology to the sports and rec to kind of get the the business side of things.
And then your grad program is?
It's marketing. Gotcha. It's in marketing, yes, sir. So.
And so do you have a general idea of what you want to do after?
I've been looking at construction is what. Okay. I've been thinking about. That's the general. I want to get my foot in the door somewhere and just kind of see where I like. I don't know if I'll like the sales part, if I'll like, you know, the project management superintendent side. Just kind of want to get my foot in the door and just see. I think the overall plan is to own some part of a construction company or, you know, have a general contracting or something along those lines. So.
You mentioned a fiance.
Yes.
Did you meet her here at ACU?
I actually didn't. She, I met her through, so I threw for the track and field team for a little bit too.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, a few years. And she was a shot put thrower at Texas Tech. And so I met her through throwing. And so, yeah, it was awesome. And so she threw there for 4 years. And then now she has a really good job in San Antonio. So.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So is the plan for you to go down to San Antonio?
Yes. My fiance and me just actually bought a house in Bernie.
Wow.
Yeah, it's right outside, like in between Bernie and San Antonio. And so, yeah, that's my plan is going down there. So I'm trying to get connected with some people down there and in the construction world. And so that's our plan. And
that's
so,
awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember Maverick McIver worked construction for like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then decided he was going to come back to school and come back to football. So I hope you last a little bit longer than he did in the real world.
No, exactly. Yeah. I think it's going to be a shock for sure in the real world, but I've been holding on for dear life to football, but I think it's time to get ready. So.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, thanks, Colt. I appreciate it. This was a good conversation.
Yes, I appreciate you for having me on.
Yeah. The ACU Sports Podcast is a production of ACU Athletics. Stay up to date on everything going on with the Wildcats at acusports.com.